Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Trucking with Authority. I am your host, Kenny Long. It has been a while. It has been a long while. But we are back. Finally back. We're back for the first time back here in Orlando, first time since the Drive seminar in Kansas City. It was an amazing month away. Couldn't do the show live from the road because we just did not have the internet service it took to do that, streaming multiple formats here like we do now. But we are streaming live on LNJ Radio. Check us out at lnjradio.com. Also streaming live on Facebook at the Trucking with Authority group and live on Blog Talk Radio. Call in if you're watching on the live stream. Call in to the number at the bottom of the screen, 917-889-9924. And I will get your calls on. We're going late tonight. We're getting a late start. We don't usually start this late, but this is a special primetime episode. It's been well over a month since I've been on the air, and it was time. I had to get some content out. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be pushing out tons of content. I'll be doing live streams on YouTube as well as live streams here on Facebook. I'll be downloading the Facebook streams, making sure they make it over to the YouTube side. We'll be doing more this week on Blog Talk, more call-in shows. If you have any questions or comments, if you're on the call, press 1 on your keypad. That will get you in the green room. Elizabeth's in the other room screening calls. It's going to be a pretty fantastic show today because after a month, I've got a lot to talk about. My driver, John, was here helping me set up today. I'm using multiple computers to make sure that I've got all the streams going out the way they should. And I'm using John's special computer. It took me a little while to get it set up. But as I was setting up, John pointed out to me that how long it's been. And it's pretty amazing the support that I get from all of you, because I see I've got a lot of callers online, a lot of followers here on Facebook as well. It's pretty awesome. So, the Drive seminar, I'll tell you what, I could not be happier. I have been itching to get on the air. I have been so excited about everything that happened at the Drive, our first seminar. We're already starting to make preliminary plans for the next one. There will be more. I think this may be something we do more than once a year. It was a fantastic turnout, fantastic support, and I brought some information. I brought some speakers in other than myself that just there were a lot of questions. I mean, a lot of questions coming in that, you know, there was new information that people were scratching their heads over. You know, a lot of us out here have come through the various Facebook groups or other podcasts, other, you know, the YouTube network, the, you know, all of these different paths of information that we get. And a lot of them are like myself, come down from streams of, experience from the trucking side. We've got, you know, a lot of business owners out here, and we collaborate and come up with some great stuff. I was able to bring in some new resources. So I brought in some mechanics that we have not really heard from before. I brought in some accountants that specialize in the trucking business that brought up some points that had a lot of people scratching their heads. A lot of people have been misinformed over the years on some important topics when it comes to accounting. So a lot of the people that were at the seminar will be getting their tax returns reviewed, which is a good thing. I mean, we want to make sure that we're getting everything that we can write off, but there was a lot of things that people may have been writing off that they may need to think about in the future. So that's all good stuff. I mean, it was fantastic. I could not believe the emotional impact that this had on some people, which I think is fantastic. I had responses that this seminar changed their life. I have several people that have already started, and it's only been a few weeks now. They've already made huge advancements in their career. They've already taken steps to move toward their next goal, which is awesome. That's really what it was all about. You know, I've said before that I do this podcast for free just for the, you know, the selfless service of it. Just, I've been doing it for years. I put all this information out, and that seminar, that 3 days, was the culmination of everything. And there's so much that I can put out, you know, on this platform, on Blog Talk Radio, and through the phone calls and webinars and YouTube and Facebook. And there's so much information that can come out, but it just isn't the same when you can have a hands-on experience in person. And I think a lot of people were impressed. I mean, it was my first event, and so, you know, I tried to set the bar pretty high for myself, but I got to say, I was even, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I was pretty happy with the way things went. You know, I expected to have some problems. It was our first event. You know, I expected a few hiccups, learning experiences. And, you know, I have a pretty good list of notes on things I can do better in the future, and I plan on making improvements. But for the most part, it went off without a hitch, which is fantastic. So before I go any further, I just want to throw some thanks out there. I want to thank all of everybody that attended, first of all. Thank you very much for coming out. I want to thank Jason Dirksen, who's one of my drivers, who came out and supplied the audio equipment, which was awesome. You know, that was, you know, that made a big difference in the quality of the show. I want to thank Jen and Kelly for coming out, and congratulations to them. They got married after, you know, a couple of weeks after the show. So Jen and Kelly were super supportive and gave me a lot of constructive criticism afterwards, which I asked for, you know. And, you know, it's great to have friends like that that can be blunt and honest with you, which is what I need. And, you know, it was funny because afterwards a lot of people were saying, oh, don't take this the wrong way, but you could do this, you could do that. And I said, no, look, I need that type of criticism. So that just means that the next one will be that much better. There was a lot of prep work coming into this, you know, a lot of the print material, getting things together, figuring out how to the logistics of how to put on a presentation like this, a show like this, 3 days with multiple speakers, and over, you know, I spent over 20 hours on stage myself, and, you know, we had several other speakers up there as well. We went, you know, we started early, we really took the stage around 9 o'clock, but we went well past 6 every night. We tried to cut it off at 6, but, you know, there was a lot more, you know, going on after hours. I got to say that I was blown away by the way it went. And so we will be doing another one soon. We'll be throwing out some information on when the next one will be. We're going to also be revamping our website and linking some of the content there. I had a lot of questions, obviously, because I've been off the air for about a month working with that. And I've had a lot of questions on how to find the show, you know, when with no live content, no new content coming out over the past few weeks. A lot of people thought they'd lost us. So you can find us if you follow the link, Trucking with Authority Show or Trucking with Authority Radio, and those will forward you right to the Blog Talk site where you can find the recorded shows, the past recorded shows. There's only a dozen or so up there now on the new platform, but like I said, over the next couple of weeks, I am going to be doing some recordings and blasting some stuff out. I've got a lot to talk about. So Trucking with Authority Radio or Trucking with Authority Show, we'll both link you to the site. You can find it at blogtalkradio.com/truckingwithauthority. All of the recorded shows are there. And, of course, a lot of the recorded content will be here on Facebook as well. And like I said, I'll be downloading this and putting it over on the YouTube side. So there's the Trucking with Authority Facebook group, the Trucking with Authority YouTube channel, the Trucking with Authority show on Blog Talk Radio. So a lot of places to find us, and we will be linking it together. Like I said, we'll be revamping our website and finding a way to link all of the content from all the different platforms into one spot very soon, and we'll have a lot more information on the next Drive seminar coming up, and it's something you don't want to miss it. And we've got a lot of photographs and videos and audio recordings that I may be taking some clips from here and there and releasing some of that as well, because there was some great information. And if you could not attend, you know, of course, it wouldn't be fair to the people that did pay for tickets to come out, but there's some information that, you know, a lot of basic concepts that we can throw out there that I don't think they would mind if we released it. So, again, we've got quite a few callers on. It is a late night show. We're about 20 after 9. Call the number on the bottom of your screen if you're streaming live on Facebook, 917-889-9924. Or if you're listening on LNJ Radio, LNJ Radio, 917-889-9924. We will take your calls live, calls, questions, you name it. We'll be doing it live here on the show tonight. So a few things that have come up over the past few weeks. How about the rates? Now, I talked about that a little bit. Rates were starting to be pretty awesome, you know, back on our last show, but they've been holding steady. And, I mean, they started to taper off a little bit over the past couple of weeks on the van side. It dropped a few pennies. You know, they really spiked a few weeks ago, and they dropped a few pennies this week, a few pennies last week. This week, spiked back up another 4 cents, up to 207 a mile on average across the country on the van. That's phenomenal. This time of year for that rate, that is absolutely phenomenal. What that means, though, a lot of this holiday freight that they're pushing to get out, a lot of that freight, they bid some of these runs earlier in the year. A lot of the shippers and things were holding off and trying to push and keep people from holding off on bidding late, because they knew that with the ELD mandate coming out, that rates would spike in the fourth quarter this year. But they did not anticipate Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Matthew, of tearing things up and getting things started early. So rates spiked earlier than expected, and they were not prepared for it. So the rates are up. Holiday quotes, the bids that they put out, did not necessarily compare, which is a bad thing for any of you that rely on that holiday freight. You know, the holiday freight that might be consistent is a good thing, but be careful not to cut yourself short, because rates right now are spiking. They're going up, and, you know, I like to see those holiday runs 10 to 20 cents a mile on average higher than the average van rates, and so far I'm not seeing that. Excuse me. Been traveling all over the place, and different climates and the weather. I'm back in Florida where it's hot and humid, but traveling across the country has done a number on my throat here. So bear with me tonight while I sip some water as we do the show. Why is this saying that live video has ended? I have not ended my video. All right, so some other stuff that has happened. ELDs are around the corner. The ELD mandate is coming up. I'm going to recommend that if you have not made your decisions yet, if you have not gotten out there yet, that you figure out what to do. Still live. That's good. Hopefully it stays that way, because the system here is saying it has ended. But we'll be up until we can't be up anymore. This computer apparently does not like live streaming. I had to download the software and get this set up just before. So video may go down. If that's the case, we're going to rely on the phone lines as always. We have a couple calls on the line. Elizabeth's going to be screening those, and we'll get those questions out. Call the number at the bottom of your screen, 917-889-9924. Check us out on lnjradio.com. You're streaming live there. Or Tune In Radio, you can find the LNJ channel. The ELD mandate is upon us. We are counting it down in days now. We're no longer counting in months, no longer counting in years. We're days away from this mandate, a couple of weeks out, but we are not too far off now. If you have not made a decision on an ELD, I really think it would behoove you to do so. And I'll tell you my experience with ELDs. I'm running a fleet. I've got 10 trucks, and I have tried a few different systems. I probably better I don't name them all off. Well, you know what? Yeah, I'll hold off. I won't name them. I've tried several systems. I'll tell you this. Some of the hardware was not fantastic. I was promised more than it delivered. Some of the customer service fell apart on the back end, promised more than was delivered. And then some of the user interface, the phone app-based systems, give and take. I've tried a couple of those. So I've tried a few different systems, and I tell you what, they all would be compliant and they all would work, but I was not happy with several of them. That's why I think you should make a decision and get those devices in your trucks now, because December 18th is around the corner, and I think it's better if you it'd be better if you go ahead and get on board now, try the systems out. Because right now, if you try a system and it doesn't work, you can always switch back to paper until you figure it out or work out the bugs, try a new system. You have a few weeks left. But if you wait until the day of and you don't like it and it doesn't work, you're kind of stuck with it until you have a replacement in hand. So you can't just turn it off, go back to paper. You can't do any of that. So I really think it would behoove you to get those devices installed now and learn how they work. Now, there is the enforcement of out of service won't happen until April. But don't wait until April. You will get tickets and fines and CSA points come December 18th. If you get pulled in and inspected December 18th, you are out of luck. You will get those tickets and fines. You just won't be placed out of service. Out of service starts in April. But I don't like any of those points on my company record. So get in there and get these devices installed, whether you like them or not, and give them a shot. Learn how they work. So I will say that I have decided to stick with Keep Truckin'. The Keep Truckin' and the app on your phone, standalone app, is not compliant. You have to have the device that plugs into your dash and Bluetooth or Wi-Fi connects to your phone. The standalone apps, none of the standalone apps are an AOBR. None of those are compliant. You have to be hooked to the ECM in your truck. Now, they would be considered an AOBR at this point. Nearly every device available right now, even the high-end, the Omnitrax, PeopleNet, they are operating mostly as an AOBR. They don't have to operate as a true ELD until after the mandate. Most of these companies will offer you the option after the mandate. Yet again, another reason to get on board now, to install those things before December 17th. After December 17th, you have to have a full compliant ELD. If you install any of these devices now, before the 17th of December, you can continue to use them as an AOBR until December 2019, which should give you some time to learn how the systems work. I am going to go ahead and take this call here. I'm going to go to Chris in Tennessee. Let me make sure that we've got our phone lines up here. Chris in Tennessee. Chris, are you with us?
Yeah, how you doing tonight, Kenny?
Great. Let me just get our volume adjusted here. Fantastic. All right. How you doing, Chris? How can we help you?
Pretty good. So I was working with one of your drivers the other day, Jason, and trying to help him find a load since I've been sitting here at Mercer doing pop-ups. And when we were looking at freight, we called on this one load, and the lane average was like 261, and the broker, when we got around to what he wanted to do it for, he put out a number that was well below lane average, and our number, we were trying to go just a little bit over the 261. But it was like a really hard sell on him. Like he just kept saying, "Oh, I already had someone else on the line. I already have somebody else interested in it for this lower rate." And I still have trouble trying to figure out how to get them past that, or at least to the lane average, because he was still trying to sell it below lane average.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with this. The DAT trend lines shows you the averages from the previous week. Now, Jason that you're talking about pulls a flatbed. Now, if you notice, flatbed segment last week did take a nosedive. We're getting into that time of year. Tis the season. and the flatbed season is going to start dropping a little bit. Now, the southern freight lanes, the southern, you know, Texas and Florida, where they're building and reconstruction from the hurricane damage, those are still pretty strong for flatbed. And, you know, there's a lot of building materials and things moving around the country because of that. But where Jason happened to be was in eastern Pennsylvania, which right now is a bit of a weak market. Now, the lane average is based on previous information. It's based on the past 15 days. We are right now in a bit of a downturn on the averages. We're dropping from what we were just a couple of weeks ago. So last week, you know, if you look at the trend lines last week, and I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I know that flatbed segment did take a bit of a hit in that. Now, it was the only segment that did. And again, it's just due to the seasons and things. So one of the things, that, you know, to talk about it from the negotiation side, when you're working the spot market, post your truck. And I will be talking to Jason specifically about this. Post your truck and see what the demand is in your area. And I know Jason said he made 44 phone calls and he just wasn't getting the numbers he wanted. When you post your truck, the idea is to get them to call you. So if they're calling you and your phone is ringing off the hook, it's like having a blank check. Name your price. If he made 44 phone calls and he was not getting the results he wanted, he's not in a high-demand market. If you're not in a high-demand market, you need to come up with your plan B, your backup plan, your BATNA. So in Jason's case, you know, he needed to draw a line in the sand and say, look, if I can't get above this rate, I need to take something to get into a better area. What can that be? So now, the basing your rates on the averages is a good way to do it, but you got to remember that if the averages are dropping, that means if it's last week's averages and you're on a downturn, it'll be hard to get higher than that average because chances are this week, if you're going down, that average is going to be lower. So I understand if, you know, the market's driven by supply and demand. And the best way to gauge that, of course, there's a lot of other tools with DAT, and I'm talking about the DAT load board specifically right now, but the trend lines, the hot market maps, those can show you, you know, previous information. So information from last week, you know, trend lines is the report came out today. Usually it comes out late on Tuesday, came out a little earlier than usual today. But that was last week's information from Saturday to Saturday. Okay. So that was a week ago. And if you look at things like the if you look at things like the lane averages, again, that'll be 15 days worth of information starting as of yesterday, 15 days back. And again, this depends, you know, that was the level that I provide for the driver. The lower levels, I will say, are, you know, 90 days of information. So if you're looking at, if you have like the $35 or $45 package, you're looking at 90-day averages. So it's very hard, especially when you're on a downward turn in a segment like flatbed that's been strong all summer long, and now we're dipping, it's hard to use that average to negotiate. So here's what you can do to get better information. Okay, to get better information, again, the first thing, post your truck and see if your phone blows up. If you start getting call after call after call, you're in a high demand market. That's one good way to do it. Second way is do searches in and out. So if he was in the Philadelphia area, do a search for every load going to, so set Philadelphia as a destination. Every load going to Philadelphia. Then do the flip and do every load leaving the Philadelphia area. If there are more loads going to that area than there are leaving, then you know you're in a bad area because more trucks are coming in than loads going out.
To flood the market.
So, exactly. So you have to use that information. Now, the averages that DAT provides, the information that DAT provides is great because it's historical data. And, I mean, it's some of it's as soon as yesterday, but it's still historical data. To see what current data is, you need to use current information. And, again, those backwards and forward searches, the inbound-outbound ratios, and posting your truck to see what your demand is, that's the best way to do it. All right? So if your phone starts ringing off the hook in those markets, just name your price, you know, be firm. You may, again, we're going into where brokers had bid these lanes possibly a month or two ago, and, you know, they're not ready for the rates. So if you hold firm when you're in those markets, when your phone's blowing up, they may have to renegotiate or decide if they want to cut that out of their own profits or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
In that market, you can do that. If your phone's not ringing and you're making a lot of calls and not getting the numbers you want, then you have to decide if you want to take that out of your own profit. You know, you may have
right.
to be careful and
make it
and
up
take
on
it
the
out
back
of,
end or something.
Make it up on the back end. Now, that's the other thing. It's always a good idea to do these backwards and forward searches and do all this historical research before you get into that area, because you might think you have a rocking rate. It's great going into a certain area. You know, I can get,
mm-hmm.
you know, $2 a mile or $2.50 a mile. What is the Vans right now are $2.07 a mile. I can get $2.07 a mile right now into South Florida easy. I'd be thrilled to get that, right?
Yeah.
But then
right.
getting back out, you're not going to. So you have to take more mm-hmm. than your average going into those areas so that you can make, you know, because you can't make it up on the way back. You won't get the average. You'll be
right.
way below average coming back out of those areas. Philadelphia is one of those markets this week for flatbed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you're kind of more at their mercy when you're the one asking for the load versus them calling you about the load. I was just wondering if there
not
was
necessarily,
something.
That,
okay.
Not necessarily at their mercy, because the way I like to look at it is if they posted it on a load board, they're trying to move it. They made the first contact. If they call you,
mm-hmm.
they made the first contact, right? But
right.
If it's a situation where they post something on a load board and, you know, and they have all day to move it, it's not in high demand, they might get thousands of calls on it, you know, or there might just not be that many loads in the area and they're,
mm-hmm.
you know, they move them quick. You see something pop up on the left column of every load board, very far left side is always a
mm-hmm.
countdown timer of how long it's been posted.
Yeah.
If you see something posted that, you know, that you seem to think is a good lane and it's gone within a minute or two, you know that you're in a bad area because they're disappearing. So you have to understand from the broker side, too, they're reaching out to move this load. Now, a lot of times, if you post your truck in a market like that, they may call you first because if they post it on a load board, they know their phones will be ringing the rest of the day.
Right.
So it's not necessarily that you're at a disadvantage if they call you. Realistically, it's no different than, you know, the supply and demand factor is exactly the same. It's really more of a mental game if you think that you're at a disadvantage because you called them versus they called you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's still new and everything, so I still got a lot to learn, and this is really handy too. While I got a lot of downtime right now, so it's a good learning experience. And I was just thinking maybe we missed something, or there was a better way to get out of there, but that there was nothing really getting posted to the board. There was nothing moving like I was looking at him for coming out of where he's going to in Ohio, and that stuff is.
Right.
coming and going just as fast as it can. And I was thinking, yeah, it was pretty dead over there in Philly, so you probably weren't going to get, you know, what they were saying.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, you really have to watch that information, and it's the way you interpret it. Now, Jason, you know, he just came over to work with us, and it's his second week out, and
mm-hmm.
you know, he's still learning the ropes. He's still learning how to negotiate and still learning how these markets work versus when, you know, he was with the carrier before that they did all that research for him and offered him the rate, and you know he had his
right.
standards. So, you know, and there is a learning curve, and that's why he was a little frustrated. But he did find a load to get him moved, and I think he pulled the trigger on something that may have, he may have lowered his bar a little bit to, you know, the next day to get moved. One of the things
mm-hmm.
that I taught at the drive was to understand what your cost is per mile and per day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
right.
there are other people, you know, I've had this argument with a lot of people because, you know, cost per mile is super, super important, all right? And I agree that cost per mile is super important. If you have your cost nailed down to the penny, you know your bottom dollar to move the truck.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, he sat for hours or all day waiting for that next load. Well, actually, he delivered a load the next morning and so forth, so he didn't lose a whole lot of time, but In the case that he was sitting there waiting for a load to get moving, you know, if you sit and wait all day long for the perfect rate, your daily cost does come into play, and it happens
right.
all the time. One of the arguments, I guess, that people said to me is, "Oh, that doesn't happen in over the road operations. You don't have that much downtime." People that dispatch like that
yeah.
happens all of the time. You know, you end up sitting and waiting
mm-hmm.
for that perfect load. I see it all the time, and you'll go broke sitting and waiting for the perfect rate. You have to know when to fish or cut bait. You know, you got to know when to get out of there. So,
right.
Somebody on Facebook has asked me to explain the backwards and forward search again. And so to go over that, when you're in a market and you're trying to understand the capacity of the market you're in, and I'll use Philadelphia again as an example, and I'll just leave you on the line, Chris, if that's all right.
Yeah.
If you have any other questions on this, you know, feel free to chime in. If you're in an area like Philadelphia and you don't feel like you're getting the rates that you want, get on the load boards and do a search and set the destination as the city you're in. So if you're in Philadelphia, you'll set the destination as Philadelphia. And then you'll see how many loads are going in there. So let's say that there are 1,000 loads delivering in Philadelphia. All right, so now you'll do a search leaving Philadelphia. Now, if you leave Philadelphia and you do that same search and there's only 500 loads leaving, well, now you know that there's only 500 loads available, but there are 1,000 trucks that will be there. That's just off the load board. So you know the capacity in that area is pretty loose. So you can definitely
mm-hmm.
you can definitely do a little better by getting out of the area. So I'm going to go ahead and
mm-hmm.
I've got to play a commercial on the LNJ side. So let me get this out of the way. All right, we are back, and I got in trouble for playing the commercials over YouTube and for playing the commercials over Blog Talk, so we can't do that anymore. So unfortunately, we'll have some dead air when that happens, but I will cut out the music. So we are back now, back on LNJ Live. We're back on Facebook Live. We're good to go. All right, so we were talking about how to do a backwards and forward search and how that helps you. So to start the origin, to start the beginning location, what you're going to do, let me back up. I'm reading the question word for word. So if you're in a location and you need to know what the capacity is in that market, you will set the origin of that search, of that load board search, at whatever city that you want to know about. You'll see how many loads are leaving that area. So let's say that there are 500 loads leaving. Then you will flip that search, leave the origin completely empty, and do a search for destination. Do not put anything in origin. How many loads across the country are coming into that area? So you'll do a search with no destination, you know, out of the origin, and then no origin to that destination. So you see from everywhere in the country how many loads are leaving, how many loads are coming into that location. What you have is an inbound to outbound ratio, which I find to be more accurate than a load to truck ratio, which is how many loads are posted versus how many trucks are posted, because those are based on 24 hours ago. So how many trucks were posted yesterday, how many loads were posted yesterday in that 24-hour period, versus if you do a current live search on an inbound to outbound ratio, that will tell you not only today, but in the next few days in the future, because loads that are posted today will be delivering over the next 2 or 3 days, versus trucks posted yesterday is old information. So that historical data, yesterday's information, yesterday's rate information, last week's rate information, the 30-day, the 90-day, that's important to understand, to help understand that lane and the trends. But when you're looking at current right now data, if you need to know exactly what the market is doing today, now, where you're at, where you're sitting, or if you're looking at where you will be delivering, let's say you're delivering a load, you know, you just pick up a load today going somewhere 2 days from now, and you want to decide where you want to dispatch yourself to or from for that, start doing your searches on that a couple of days out. Your inbound to outbound ratios will tell you what the market will be. So if there's 1,000 loads going to a place, they will be delivering tomorrow, the next day, 2 or 3 days out. So you'll see what those weight rates will be. Anyway, Chris, you're still on the air. Does that help you? Does that help you understand?
Yeah. I've done a similar thing on company load boards. Yeah, I've done that a few times to decide whether or not I really wanted to go to that market.
Yeah, and it helps a lot. It really does. And it's all about research. The more information you have, and it's not about just having the leverage in the negotiation, because really, ultimately, the market pays what it pays. Your negotiation, you're going to try to get the highest you possibly can for the market you're in, and maybe you can find somebody that's desperate to move that load. But it's all about having the information about which market to get yourself into. That's really the key to dispatching effectively, knowing what the markets are
right
now and what they will be in the future.
Right. That makes sense.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold. Go ahead.
No, I said I really appreciate it. It does help out. And, the more that we do this, it'll get easier. It's just a different way of a different style of dispatching ourselves, since everything isn't preset anymore.
Right. And I think it gives you more control, and I think you have the ability to do better. But you do have to understand a little bit more about the markets, and you have to understand how to get the information. Now, these big fleets
right.
have dispatchers and load planners. That's really – you should count on them to do that. And a lot of times when you have a dispatcher or a load planner that's not getting the rates that you want, and it's not doing – you know, you're not getting what you wanted out of each load, or – you know, you can make more money. A lot of times it's because that dispatcher or load planner is not doing their job, and they're not doing all this back research.
Yeah, that's one of the last loads I hauled before I went home. We had a reconsignment in Michigan, and I called the lady. I didn't care. I wasn't even close yet. And so we get the reconsignment, and I said, okay, what's the reconsignment fee on this? And it was just dead air on the phone, and I'm like, well, your boss, find out what the reconsignment fee is, and I got the address, so I'm good. And it took me all day. I stayed on her and called her the next day after I had already delivered both stops. And then I found, oh, well, we don't have reconsignment fees in our contract, and I thought that was a really basic thing to have. And, I didn't even get the 40 miles extra that I drove to the next stop, because it kind of put it a little farther east. And that's just
right.
Some of those things are really frustrating, and I know if I would have been my own self doing it, I wouldn't have had that issue, or at least I would have at least got the reconsignment fee.
Well, I can say this. A lot of times these extra fees and things are not always in the contracts. You might think they're basic, but a lot of times when these brokers and carriers, you know, they're negotiating this stuff, a lot of times those issues don't arise. You know, the truckers, the drivers and the carriers, they're the ones that are concerned about these types of fees. But in the big picture, from the shipper's point of view, that kind of stuff is normal. You shouldn't be worried about it. I mean, that a lot of times, understanding, you know, from their point of view, they have thousands of loads moving, and this one just needs to be, you know, something special with this one, just make it happen. And so they a lot of times don't
write
that stuff into the rates. You may think it's basic, but it's not always.
Okay. All right. But,
all right.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much, Chris. I'll go ahead and put you back on hold. That opens up a line. If you have any questions or comments, call the number at the bottom of your screen, 917-889-9924. Or if you're streaming on LNJ Radio, go ahead and get your calls in. We take the calls from the, or the questions from the phone lines first and foremost, and then if we have time after the fact, we get to the Facebook comments. But it's too hard for me to stream and scroll through the Facebook to get to everybody's questions, so phone lines are the best way to do it. And again, we have some lines open, and I see that we have people still watching on Facebook here, but my end here is still saying that we have gone offline here. I'm not sure what's going on with that. So give me a moment. Let me see if I can pull this back up, because I can't even read the comments because it's telling me that we're no longer live. All right, I do see a comment about somebody kind of making a joke, tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, everybody go out and get your ELD. I understand that people don't like ELDs. I understand why. There are a lot of reasons outside of just being able to cheat. Unfortunately, being able to cheat was the only argument that anybody ever took to Washington, D.C., which unfortunately is never going to make sense. So ELDs are coming. And comply or not, they're coming. And I just think it's at some point you will be put out of service if you don't comply. So it's, if from a business point of view, it makes sense to comply and comply early. And it's also, I think, beneficial to have some time while you still have the flexibility to choose to get used to the system that you most like and understand how to use those systems. It's happening. Like it or not, we need to learn how to cope with it, adapt and overcome. Now, the one thing that I like to try to help people do is, yeah, let's fight the regulations, okay? I don't like regulation. Let's do away with regulations. When the regulations are here, we need to use those to our advantage to do better, make more money, put more on our bottom line. This particular regulation, first and foremost, beyond any other that I remember in recent history, has the potential to put more money on your bottom line. Without a doubt, rates will be going up. There's no reason why you can't run legal on an ELD, because you should be running legal on paper. There's no argument against that. It's an hours of service issue. Rates will be going up because there are so many people that have not been following the hours of service. Add to that the perfect storm that we have right now with increased demand, because we do have an economy that's on an uptick. Hours of service, I think we should be embracing. We lost the fight. They're coming. We need to embrace them now, learn how to use them, and master them so that we can be better and make more money. And the only way we can do that is to get on board and stop pouting about it. Normally I can read all these comments, but it's not cooperating, so we'll have to deal with it. There we go. All right. A lot of people making comments about running old trucks. Running old trucks is fine. I can tell you, though, that some of these trucks that are exempt due to age are reaching the point that they're antiques. The problem with that is the expense to maintain the antiques is going up. Now, I run older trucks. I run, 2002. One of my drivers has a 1995, and I can tell you it is not cheap to maintain these older trucks. They always need work. They're paid for. You don't have to take them to the, you don't have to worry about the truck payment, but you do have to make sure you have a hefty maintenance fund. And eventually, the cost of maintaining the old equipment does not outweigh the benefit of not having an ELD. I'll also say that insurance rates will likely be favoring companies that are fully compliant with ELDs, whether or not your truck is older. customers, the shippers and receivers, are beginning to demand ELDs. If you don't have one, they won't load you. A lot of the bigger fleets have requirements, for example, that you have to have hazmat on your as an endorsement on your license. One of the reasons for that is the customers require it. The customers that you work for require that, whether or not you ever pull that load. In order for them to maintain those contracts, every driver in the fleet has to have that hazmat endorsement. The same thing will happen with ELDs. I already know that some of the automotive loads are under those type of restrictions. Some of the bigger food distribution companies are under those rules. Doesn't matter how old your truck is, you have to have a compliant device of some sort. So those do come into play. How long will you be able to get by with an older truck? Maybe forever. But I honestly think the benefits of an ELD far outweigh the disadvantages. Again, if you have any questions or comments, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and I will get you on the air. Trying to read all these comments as they come in. All right. Now, what are we looking at for rates? I briefly touched on rates. I was actually surprised to see a spike in the van rates. It was actually a pleasant surprise. Van rates went up 4 cents last week. Flatbed, for the first time in months, I believe, took a bit of a dip. I think we're going into the season where flatbed will take a little bit of a beating, as it usually does, trends through the wintertime. But the flatbed rates are still decent. Flatbed, step deck, open platform. Reason for that is a lot of the construction jobs are winding down for the wintertime. The southern market for flatbed is still decent. You still have the recovery efforts in Houston and South Florida. Building materials across the country are still moving because of that. Van is going to continue to stay strong. The van market, as we go into the holiday season, we get closer to Thanksgiving when the freight starts booming for the Christmas rush. It's already, we're starting to fill the warehouses now, and we'll be pushing that from the warehouses to the retail locations over the coming weeks. And then we have a lot of big push for food stuff with reefers and van as well. Plus, after Thanksgiving, the big push for all of the package delivery comes, which always sucks up a lot of the capacity. Rates will be fantastic. This is going to be the best fourth quarter we've had I expect it to be better than 2014, which is the one year that I've been talking about for years. 2014 were record rates, and we are at or above those records now, especially when you account for the fuel surcharge difference. So fuel prices are about a dollar or more less than they were in 2014 currently. That difference in fuel price, if you were to add that fuel surcharge to the rate, our rates are far better than they were currently, right now, than they were in probably the past decade, ever, at any point, including the records we set in 2014. The key is going to be what we were talking about with Chris. Understanding the markets, understanding the trends, making sure you dispatch yourself into the hot areas, knowing where those hot areas are and staying in those hot areas. Now, this is something, I have to pound this into my driver's head sometimes, the ones that owner-operators that work under me. They like to run across the country. They like to run coast to coast, and they think a lot of times when a driver thinks that the wheels are turning, they're earning more money. And I get the consistency aspect of that, but there's a lot to be said for the short haul, staying in one general region and getting a higher rate per mile and a higher rate per day and trying to stick in those regions. I see a lot of people struggle with that concept, and they still run coast to coast and they find themselves in bad areas, and I don't think that they always compensate for the difference in those prices. All right, I'm going to take Ron from Michigan. Let me bring the phone line back here. Ron, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Hey, good afternoon, Ken. How are you doing tonight?
Great. How can we help you?
I just got my authority a couple of days ago. Just got approved, and I'm up and running. I just want to know, what is a good ELD to go with?
Oh, well, let me step back. First of all, congratulations. Congratulations, and I think you possibly came in at what some might perceive as the riskiest time, but I think it's probably the best time, because you will be able to capitalize over the next few weeks on some of the best rates we have seen in history. You are going to be able to capitalize, and you're going to be able to put some money in the bank with a brand new authority right now, which is awesome. So congratulations for that. A lot of people have cold feet, and especially this time of year, to jump in, and you made it happen. So congratulations. As far as the ELD, I am currently using Keep Truckin'. I have used some of the others. I have used some of the standalone devices that mount to the dash. I have used a couple of different, app-based, bring your own device, BYOD type, So I've used Big Road. I'm using Keep Truckin' now. I've used Rand McNally. I've looked at Transflow, E-Road. I've looked at several. And over the past couple of years since the mandate came out, there have been probably hundreds of companies that offer them now. And you can find them at various price points, price levels. Keep Truckin' is what I decided to stick with my fleet. And I can tell you why. And I can get a referral bonus, so let me be clear on that, but they don't pay me. I'm not endorsed or paid by this company. If you use my link, if you go to UDriveU, you can get $25 off if you use that link. You can find it on Facebook. And I'll tell you right now, I get like a $25 referral bonus if you sign it. That being said, if I referred you to, Big Road, I could get a $75 bonus. I'm not referring you to Big Road. I've used it. It's a decent system. It works if you like it. I prefer Keep Truckin'. You can pair it to your own tablet. You can pair it to your cell phone. Some people like to get a standalone tablet dedicated to that, which is it's not a bad idea. But the reason I like them is because over the past couple of years, Keep Truckin' and Big Road have been the leaders in the bring your own device market. Big Road was fantastic before, and they still work great. They're still fine. I have a couple of my trucks still on that, but I am migrating everybody over to Keep Truckin'. And the reason why is Keep Truckin' continues to develop their product. Their user interface was the one thing that I wasn't real keen on early on. When I started using it, earlier, I guess it was probably late 2016 when I started using it. I didn't like the user interface, but over the past, few months, they have pushed out update after update after update. As Apple iPhones have come out with the new, iOS 11 and things, they pushed out more updates. Every update, it just keeps getting better. One of the other things that Keep Truckin' will be offering soon is, and let me explain how it works now. Currently, you link to this device via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth to your phone, and then the device uses your phone data plan to transmit all of that to your back office side, right? And then you can go to your back office side from your laptop. You can do your IFTA tracking. You can check your violations. It is an AOBR. Big Road is as well. Big Road and Keep Truckin' both are an AOBR, which means you can go in the back office and you can edit your logs. You can change them just like you can on paper. No system right now allows you to do that on the fly for the current day. But when you sign it at the end of the day, you can go back, make changes, including to your driveline. When you do that, no notes are taken. And it's hard to say that find a violation. A true ELD is required by law to log that change and keep the original version. So it's a little easier to identify violations there. And
okay.
at most every device available right now is currently being marketed and using it as an AOBR. All devices, really. I haven't found a true ELD yet. After December 18th, all of these devices, including Keep Truckin', Big Road, and all the others, you'll have the option to go either an ELD or stay as an AOBR. That's one of the biggest reasons why I say people should go ahead and get them now, because if you get it in your truck before December 17th, you can keep it as an AOBR until 2019. So my personal preference is Keep Truckin'. I like what they have. Now, and I told you all that because they're also coming out with a new device which has its own SIM card and its own cellular connection, which means you don't have to use your phone data anymore. Now your phone, you'll pull your account up from the cloud, but you don't have to be linked directly to the device, which will be a benefit to, if you lose your Bluetooth. I have an issue with one of my drivers where his phone Bluetooth automatically turns off, things like that, and it comes disconnected. Then you got to go back and fix it, and then, you know, it logs extra miles, and you have to claim those miles, and it's kind of a pain. Well, this will have its own data connection now, and that won't be an issue. Now, that's coming out here in the next couple of weeks as well. So Keep Truckin' continues to push their development. In addition to that, you've got new authority. If your plan is to grow, if your plan is to bring in other technology as well, such as a TMS system, Keep Truckin' is the one company I found that works pretty much across every platform. So you just take your API key, plug it into your TMS, and you know it'll tell you your violations, it'll tell you the locations, you can set your geofencing and all kinds of things. And Keep Truckin' is one of the only ones that works pretty much with everybody. It has become one of the best developed apps out there. So that's why I chose it, and that's the one I recommend.
All right, it's ironic you said that because I was actually on the phone with them today, and those are the guys I'm planning on going with. So
awesome.
I guess I have made a great choice.
If you sign up, you know, go on Facebook, go to my UDriveU or Trucking with Authority, you'll find the link there. And, you know, like I said, I do get a $25 bonus if you sign up through me, but you also get $25 back as well. So that might be a benefit to you. I just want to full disclosure there. I do get a kickback if you sign up with my link, but, you know, it is, you get $25 off as well. So it benefits you as well. All right. So just something to try. And then otherwise, best of luck to you. I will say that there's a couple other systems that you might consider. Now, the Keep Truckin' does have a monthly fee, $20 standalone, you know, e-logs, or $30, and it'll track your IFTA. But there are other devices out there. You know, 120 has a great phone app with mapping and things like that. They're also offering, they call it the FELD. There's no monthly fee for that, especially if you one truck operation, you run it yourself, no monthly fee. It's about $100 to $200 for the device. Still links to your phone. That's one. There's another one called the VDO, or Delta Oscar, VDO Road Log. That one, it's mounted on your dash, has its own built-in printer, very basic system. There's no monthly fee. It's about a $600 or $700 unit to buy it up front, but there's no monthly fee after that. You don't have to link it to your phone, and it'll print out a little. It's like one of those carbon tapes like you get at the grocery store on your receipt, and it'll print out a little graph, and that's all you do to for an inspection. Those are some other options. You don't have a monthly fee, and there's about a half a dozen out there that don't have a monthly fee, but you do have to pay for the device up front. Works out either way. I like having that back office and being able to track all that other information as well, the IFTA and so forth. So, again, I would stick with Keep Truckin'.
Okay, I appreciate it, Kenny.
All right, Ron. And, you know, congratulations again. And if you have any questions, feel free to call into the show. Find us on Facebook. I'm always there to answer questions as best I can. You know, I get questions from, around the clock, so I can't always get to everybody right away, but I do my best, and there's certainly other people there that can help you as well. And being new, there will be an extensive learning curve, and there will be a lot of questions you encounter along the way, and please come back and ask them here.
All right, I will do.
All right, Ron, I appreciate it. Awesome.
So you,
well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Do it.
Fantastic. Well, again, I mean, I think you are just in a fantastic, you know, time frame to make the change. I think if anybody's on the fence about it right now to pull the trigger, and by the time, you know, it takes 3 weeks to go active, it'll be right at Thanksgiving, and then you've got the holiday rush, you kind of miss the boat, and then you go into the first quarter, and the first quarter, it'll be unpredictable with, you know, first quarter is always a dip, but then with the ELD mandate, who knows? So it'd be hard to apply today, but in Ron's situation, he just went active a couple of days ago. That's perfect. I mean, I'm really happy to see that. So congratulations, Ron. I know I've got to do some more commercials, and I'm probably Tom is probably listening and yelling at his computer right now for not getting these commercials out. So let me go ahead and play a couple of those quick. And then we'll come back to it here. So you're listening live on LNJ Radio. Find us at lnjradio.com and the TuneIn app. Download the LNJ Radio channel. You can also find us on Facebook, the Trucking with Authority group, and we will be streaming live as often as possible and on Blog Talk Radio. You can find it at blogtalkradio.com/Trucking with Authority Show. Let's get this commercial out of the way. We are back live, LNJ Radio, live on Facebook and live on Blog Talk Radio. Call the number at the bottom of your screen, 917-889-9924. I see we still have some people following us, and I'm just watching some of these. Watching some of these comments here. It's interesting to see that. Been in this business for about 20 years as a driver, as a fleet owner, as a dispatcher. We're also a broker. And, you know, throughout that 20 years, my perspective on everything has changed drastically. My perspective on the way drivers should do things, the way owner-operator should do things, the relationship between the owner-operator and the carrier, the relationship between the carrier and a broker, broker and a shipper, or carrier to a shipper. I have seen it from a lot of different angles, and the more I see, the more interesting this whole industry becomes. And this was the entire theme of the Drive seminar that we did in Kansas City, is perspective. If you understand and put yourself in your customer's shoes and take it from their perspective, the way that you make decisions and the way that you build that relationship with that customer will be drastically different. If you change your perspective from the service that you are offering your customer, your perspective, your decisions will change. The way that you conduct business will change. We can't be victims. We have to be proactive and not reactive. We have to build these relationships. We have built over the past several years, Elizabeth and I in Patriot Star have built some of the strongest relationships I've ever had in business. And it has propelled us, I mean, far beyond any expectation that we've ever had. I've done business in ways that I never understood before. And I remember the first time we went over the road, some of the things I didn't know. And you don't know what you don't know. And as you learn those things, it's you have a lot of those aha moments. You realize that you've been doing it wrong this whole time. I've had a lot of those over the past 20 years. And that's some of the things that I try to share here on the show. And I know that I don't know everything. So I try to also reach out and bring in other resources. So, you know, at the Drive, I brought in some accountants. I brought in a financial planner. Those are some of the things I'm very weak at in a lot of cases. So I brought in experts for that. I brought in some of the top mechanics in the country. I brought in, you know, speakers from across the country. We had attendees from across the country. But the overall theme was perspective, to gain a little bit more perspective on what you're doing out here. And I think that's the most powerful thing that any of us really can bring to the table, is our own perspective on the business that we have. Rusty says, how do you log on duty not driving when you're live on Facebook talking trucking or doing billing at the office or in the truck stop looking at load boards? Well, Rusty, I don't really drive a whole lot anymore, so logging is rarely an issue for me anymore. I will be out next week for a couple weeks in a row covering for one of my drivers. I'll be on the road, and I'm actually looking forward to it. I don't get out as much as I want to. I pulled my fifth wheel RV from Orlando to Kansas City and back, and it was kind of fun to get out there and see the country again. I'll be on our dedicated run for the next couple of weeks, and I'm looking excited to be out there, and I may just go do some spot market stuff after that just to try to get my feet wet again. But right now, logging is not – I just really don't do it. So, all right, and let me plug my other business. I see a couple other questions. My carrier, and I'm wearing one of the shirts today, is Patriot Star. We're an all-owner-operator company. We're currently at we're at 9 trucks. I said 10 earlier. We're at 9 trucks right now. We've been up and down. We've kind of hit a plateau, but we are also a broker. We actually hired a new agent for our brokerage this week, so we'll be blasting out and reaching out to get more freight. We're reaching out to more owner-operators. We'd like to expand our carrier business. One of the questions is, will we be taking on trucks? And the answer to that is yes. I am looking for owner-operators right now. So if you are interested, contact us at carrier@patriotstartrucks.com. carrier@patriotstartrucks.com. We're also a broker, and as I said, we just this week brought on our first agent, and he's bringing experience on the broker side. Again, changing my perspective a little more. He's got a book of business, and we'll be expanding that a little more. So if you're interested in working with us on the broker side, now we don't have a lot of freight. We have a few customers that we started our brokerage to handle the overflow from the few direct customers that we have. We will be expanding in pretty much markets across the country. We're going to focus on areas where our owner operators are first. So we're going to work on that. And of course, whatever we can't put on our own trucks, we will be brokering out. So if you're interested in working with us as a broker, you can contact us at broker@patriotstartrucks.com. So if you want to be an owner-operator, if you're interested in that opportunity, carrier@patriotstartrucks.com, or if you would like to work on our broker operations, broker@patriotstartrucks.com. And then as that expands, I think we'll be probably adding more agents on that side as well. All right, so I just want to make sure I get all these questions. Bill said, I lost my screen here. Bill said something about when you're taking on averages, understand the mean and standard deviation and things like that. Well, the thing about the averages on the load boards is there are outliers. I will say DAT was one of the presenters. We did have a representative from DAT at the drive, and he brought some information about that as well. So when DAT puts together their information, first of all, they get their information from TMS systems. I will likely be on board with that as well here coming up in the next couple of weeks. Carrier and as a broker, I take that information, I put it into my transportation management system software. I put out everything from customer details, consignee, shipper, everything. And I put the rates. I put the rates that I bill the customer. I put the rates that I pay the trucks. Everything goes into that system. From there, DAT will have access to that. So that's where they get those rates. They plug right into carriers and brokers and pull their actual information from those systems. And they work with hundreds of different systems, and they work with thousands of different carriers and brokers to get that information. So they're getting real information. The next thing they do is they look at that information. Let's say that they see that every load moving from point A to point B is, you know, within $100. Maybe it's $900 to $1,100. The average is somewhere in the $1,000 range. And they see almost everything is in that range. And then they see one outlier load that's $4,000. That outlier load is probably something unique, and they recognize that. Maybe it's an expedited load. Maybe it's one special shipment of some high-value product. They'll take that outlier, and they'll throw it away because they recognize it's an outlier. So your averages really are in that corrected range. So they do throw away the outliers. The next thing they do is try to refine that information into something that's useful to us. So they break that down into the proper time frames. They break it down. And, of course, different level load boards have different time frames. So you might get you can get up to a 7-day average with DAT. And my level, I'm at a 15-day average. And then the lower levels that are a 90-day average. So if you are on that $49 Trucker's Edge plan, you're likely at a 90-day average that you're looking at. And as we said earlier when we were talking, I think it was Chris was asking, when you're looking at those averages, you have to understand that over 90 days, you know, what market are you in? I like to use Florida. Florida is always the most extreme example that I can ever use. The Florida market is dead most of the year. And then comes along produce season. Produce season is, I mean, you can measure that in weeks. And you see these rates that are just barely, I mean, a lot of times they're below cost for a trucker, for a carrier. They're below cost throughout the year. And those few weeks, they spike to some of the best rates in the country a lot of times. Well, that few week average, and this is kind of what Bill was getting at, that few weeks will throw off your 90-day averages that you see there. So now you're at the end of produce season. Produce season was over a week or two ago, and here you are looking for a load. Your 90-day average, you see, hey, it's paying $3 a mile out of Florida, when every broker you call, they're offering you $1 a mile. What's going on? And this is some of what Chris experienced, Chris and Jason experienced, because they were calling, basing their quotes on the averages over the past couple of weeks, but the averages have been dropping over the past couple of weeks. So those averages from the historic information are not accurate for today. That's why I say that you should also do more recent information and future projections of the loads by doing these inbound and outbound searches. That helps give you a better picture of what's to come as these loads start moving. All right. That being said, we are well into overtime today. We are getting late into the evening. Follow us on the Trucking with Authority Facebook group. I'm also going to start rebroadcasting these on the YouTube channel. I might start doing simultaneous live feeds in the near future, so watch for that to come here soon as well. Facebook, YouTube, the Trucking with Authority group, Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com/Trucking with Authority. Also, truckingwithauthorityradio.com or truckingwithauthorityshow.com. All of those will link you to the recorded shows. You can always check us out on LNJ Radio streaming live, lnjradio.com, or TuneIn Radio. Download the app and find the LNJ channel so you can listen to us while you're going down the road. I know a lot of people listen while they're driving. They will pull in the YouTube video, and they will listen to YouTube while you're driving. That's a good way to get yourself in trouble, especially if you have that telephone or tablet in front of you within eyeshot of the driver's seat. So that's why I love the LNJ platform. LNJ gives you a way to listen live, and you don't have to have that video in your face. So that's a good way to do it. And, of course, Blog Talk is, you know, a call-in. You don't have to use your data. And we can get you on the live shows and ask your questions, add your comments. Over the coming weeks, I am going to blast out some new content. I'll likely be doing some recorded shows. I'll probably do a lot of call-in Blog Talk shows. I'll put that information out as it comes on the Facebook groups. That is the best way to know when the shows are coming up. follow us on Facebook. Keep an eye on the Facebook groups. I'll create events. I'll just post it in the Facebook groups to let you know. And I will be doing some recorded shows. I've got some potential guest speakers that will be coming on. There is probably several hours of content that I'll be blasting out over the coming week. So keep an eye out for that. And all of those recordings will be posted up on Blog Talk live shows as well. So that being said, have a great night, everybody. And one last plug. All of this will be linked together under our UDriveU banner. We'll be revamping the UDriveU.com website. We're going to be adding as well AMSOIL products. I gave away an AMSOIL filter at the drive. I believe that the AMSOIL, say what you want about the oil. I think it is good product, but I understand it's hard to get when you're on the road. I like to run the off-the-shelf oils. I like to run Rotella or Dello. I do like the AMSOIL oils. They can be hard to get. But the AMSOIL bypass oil filter is another product that I think is hands down the best value for the money. So check us out at udriveu.com. Once we get this new website up, we will be putting these AMSOIL filters. You will be able to buy those through the website. And we'll probably have access to the oil as well if that's the way you want to go with that. But I think the AMSOIL filter is under $400 to buy the initial kit with the filter, with your first oil sample kit. And that initial filter will last a full year. And then the new filter is only a little over $50. So $50 a year. And if your truck doesn't use any oil, literally your oil change cost might go, if you're changing every 18,000 or so miles every month and a half, 2 months, if you're getting it done at a Speedco with synthetic oil, you're over $400. Yeah, you can save literally thousands of dollars. One oil bypass filter is the cost of roughly a synthetic oil change, and you can last a full year on that. It's by far the most cost-effective bypass filter I've found. I've watched several of them. I am currently using one of the EcoPure systems on my truck now, and when I run out of my extra filters, I'll be switching over to the AMSOIL filter myself. But that will be available on our website, udriveu.com, and future drive tickets, the drive seminar. We will be announcing that soon. We are looking at new locations. And I'm also looking for suggestions. If you have any questions, comments about the drive seminar, you know, go to UDriveU Facebook page or the Trucking with Authority group. Throw those questions up there because my goal is to make that the best learning experience that you can find in this industry. And I think we are off to a good start with that. So I don't know how many more things I can plug. And I will say that I don't make a whole lot of money doing this stuff, and I don't try to make a lot of money doing this. I love helping people, and helping people sometimes comes with a cost. So my ability to do this for free is kind of behind me because I'm trying to reach a lot more people. I still do this podcast for free. I still get as much information out as I can, and you know, I'm trying to find other resources and bring more to the table. I really don't have a lot of sponsorship money coming in or anything like that, and I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. Like I said, I get a referral bonus from Keep Trucking for $25 if you buy one. But I only recommend that because it's what I use. And, you know, that's really what I'm looking for, products that I truly believe in, products that I use, and products that I think have the value. And that's what I'm looking for. I've never asked for any money. We did have sponsors, so to speak, at the drive seminar. And I told all of them, I would love to have you as a sponsor to bring your content. And I told every one of them that I do not want your money. I don't want money for you to be able to advertise at this seminar. I want you to bring the information. And that's all I ask for. So I don't want to be a sellout. I don't want to promote things just because they're paying me to do it. And I've been very successful with that so far. So what I'm bringing to the table is what I believe in and what I think is truly a cost-effective product or service or device or that can save you money and put more money on your bottom line. That's what I'm all about, to help you run better businesses. So have a great night, everybody. And remember to aim high, dream big, strategize your plan, earn your success, because you don't deserve anything. You have to earn it. And only you drive you. Have a good night, everybody.